there's a government program with a long name and not-so-kitschy acronym that's suddenly got a lot of attention. LIHEAP stands for Low-Income Home Energy Assistance. These federal and state funds help a variety of people pay for heating bills, especially those on fixed incomes, like retired persons. AARP Federal Affairs Director Tim Guerin has been following congressional action on the funding, and he's frustrated.
It's in limbo at the moment. It was a rare defeat on the floor of the House for the Republican leadership, and now we're wondering exactly where it's going.
Congress is at odds over how much the government should allocate for a program which provides individuals with home heating grants of up to $400. Those living in the Midwest in particular may need that money. Home heating costs are expected to rise more in the Midwest than in any other part of the country. The U.S. Energy Information Administration predicted that running the furnace will cost 61% more this winter, even if temperatures are normal. Aaron Dahman of Alliant Energy says the average bill for their natural gas customers last heating season was $656. The Madison-based utility is predicting price increases anywhere from 40 to 60% higher this year.
And certainly anyone who anticipates that they may have trouble paying their bills this winter is encouraged to give us a call sooner rather than later. We are in the moratorium period now, which means shutoffs are limited until the middle of April.
The state's largest utility, We Energies, predicts its Milwaukee area customers using natural gas could end up paying upwards of $300 more for heating costs between November and April. Spokeswoman Beth Martin suggests people may want to eliminate price spikes by spreading out the cost so there's an average bill each month. Last year's winter was 7% warmer than normal, but the National Climate Prediction Center expects this winter to be slightly cooler. Governor Jim Doyle has called on Congress to increase energy assistance for the poor. Wisconsin has already authorized an extra $11 million for this year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.